Trolleus and Trellises, a poem by Charles Bukowski. Of course I may die in the next 10 minutes, and I'm ready for that. But what I'm really worried about is that my editor-publisher might retire, even though he is 10 years younger than I. It was just 25 years ago, I was at that ripe old age of 45, when we began our unholy alliance to test the literary waters, neither of us being much known. I think we had some luck and still have some of same, yet the odds are pretty fair that he will opt for warm and pleasant afternoons in the garden long before I. Writing is its own intoxication, while publishing and editing, attempting to collect bills, carries its own attrition, which also includes dealing with the petty bitchings and demands of many so-called genius darlings who are not. I won't blame him for getting out, and hope he sends me photos of his Rose Lane, his Jardinia Avenue. Will I have to seek other promulgators? That fellow in the Russian fur hat? Or that beast in the east with all that hair in his ears, with those wet and greasy lips? Or will my editor-publisher, upon exiting for that world of Trolleus and Trellis, hand over the machinery of his former trade to a cousin, a daughter, or some poundian from Big Sur? Or will he just pass the legacy on to the shipping clerk, who will rise like Lazarus, fingering newfound importance? One can imagine terrible things. Mr. Chinaski, all your work must now be submitted in rondo form and typed triple-spaced on rice paper. Power corrupts, life aborts, and all you have left is a bunch of warts. No, no, Mr. Chinaski. Rondo form? Hey, man, I'll ask, haven't you heard of the 30s? The 30s? What's that? My present editor, publisher, and I at times did discuss the 30s. The Depression, and some of the little tricks it taught us, like how to endure on almost nothing and move forward anyhow. Well, John, if it happens, enjoy your divertisement to plant husbandry, cultivate and aerate between bushes, water only in the early morning, spread shreddings to discourage weed growth, and as I do in my writing, use plenty of manure. And thank you for locating me there at 5124 de Longpre Avenue, somewhere between alcoholism and madness. Together we laid down the gauntlet, and there are takers even at this late date still to be found as the fire sings through the trees. A poem by Charles Bukowski, Trolleus and Trellises.